I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 5% off your first purchase with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for 5% off your first purchase.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome to the Arkham Files, an actual play Call of Cthulhu RPG podcast, featuring Donovan Ballard as Dr. Simeon Can't Stand You Bits.
All right, guys, give me this brick. I'm going to throw it through a window.
Sam Morrison as Major Frederick Aloysius Bakersfield.
They didn't call me the actor in the war for nothing.
Abel Morrison as Officer Billy McConnell.
He's only been dead for a couple hours, and yet he looked days dead.
Seth Morrison as Tallahassee Turner.
I gotta practice my getaway driving for the first time ever.
Peter Morrison as Dominic Drunkard.
I'm begging you, please just tell my friend the truth.
There's always mysterious murders around here. Welcome to Arkham, buddy.
Now grab onto some dice and your sanity. Let's roll.
The lock clicks. Tallahassee turns the doorknob. And the door creaks open. As you push it open, you see a stark white empty room aside from for a bed and a toilet. I guess they probably have a toilet in here, right? I mean, they are locked
sitting
in
on it.
At least a bucket.
He's sitting on it.
Get out!
Okay, as you push the door open, you see a stark white, mostly empty bedroom with a single cot up against one wall, a window on the far side that is barred, a toilet in one corner with Bernard Corbett sitting atop it. No, he's not on the toilet. He's sitting on the bed, and you see him hunched over the torn pages that you've left him. As he's just flipping through them, looking at them, while you also see dangling from his other hand what appears to be a medallion on a chain.
Corbett, are you done? You got our medallion?
Corbett, it's us. Psst, Corbett. Psst, Corbett, look. Corbett, psst. I started smoking.
I hate you so much. All of you. Did you hear him?
Hear who?
Henry.
Who's that?
Henry VIII. Next door, that's what they call him.
The fellow Shakespearean.
Well, they call him that because he killed 8 people, and his name's Henry.
Holy crap.
The Shakespearean thing is just kind of a fluke.
So he's just small potatoes to you, huh? Boom roasted.
Well, you made it here. I hope you're ready for the rest of this. Here it is.
And he holds up a medallion dangling from a chain. He looks at you and he says,
"All right, so try not to screw this up, okay? I know somehow you keep managing to blunder your way into successes, but there isn't any margin for error on this. You need to get this medallion on his person, touching his skin. I don't care if it's around his neck, you wrap it around his hand, his arm, whatever. That doesn't matter, just make sure it's on him and remains in contact with him as you recite this incantation. Shibbity, shibbidabadoo."
Wait, does it start? Does it end with the duba or start with it?
Repeat after me.
Shibbity, shibbidabadoo.
Kautu, Vratok.
No, no, Drunkard, you fool. You
can't just. I mean, just I basically get... said him.
Okay, so he tells you the incantation that you have to speak, and he's very precise about the enunciation for each part of this incantation. Each syllable, he's very particular over every phonetic sound of it. He says, you cannot get this wrong.
I write it down in my journal.
Perfect.
Plus, I have a photographic memory and a...
So you can photographic memory
phonographic?
Words?
I have a phonographic memory? Yeah, I have that too.
Eidetic.
Okay.
When he spoke the words out loud, did he accidentally seal himself to his body?
Seals himself to the medallion.
Yeah, well, I gotta make you another one, sorry.
A flash of light as he gets sucked into the medallion.
No!
There's just a medallion sitting on the floor.
Screw you, gay!
So he holds it out to you. He says,
"All right, you take this and our little partnership is over with."
Take it, Bakersfield.
Oh, okay. I take it. And then I shoot him.
You dang right, it's over.
So I hand him a cigarette for his last. I'm like, you know, here, take this.
I don't smoke.
Just you're going to want to smoke this. And I say, "Corbett, you're a real piece of shit." And then I take out this very familiar box, open it, run out, close the door behind him, and he gets eaten by the deadlight.
As do the rest of us.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, as you unleash the deadlight on the hospital.
Oh, dang it, that
it
didn't
just
work.
Just starts ripping everybody apart.
All right, I take the medallion from him. I punch him again.
Do you really?
He's pretty tempted. Yeah, I punch him.
Okay. All right, so you grab the medallion from him, and you punch him in the face.
Bakersfield. I'd say you're going to get what's coming to you someday, but I think you've already got some of it.
Ooh,
I punch
ouch.
Him again.
Okay. I think he's talking about your dead wife.
You guys want to get this guy?
We may be going after Tomaszewski tonight, but you're next, Corbett.
Think you could contain your thug here?
No.
Probably not. I mean...
He just netted a car before we came here.
I literally netted a car.
Nobody could net a car. That's impossible.
I did. Tell him, Simi. Tell him.
I'll believe it when I see it, Bakersfield.
All right, let's go outside.
Let's do this right now.
Let's go.
Come on. All right. I'll drive.
Give him the keys, Tallahassee.
I gotta prove a point, Tallahassee. Give him the keys.
Yeah, suckers.
Yeah, so his head snaps back when you hit him and blood starts dripping down his face. As you think maybe you might have broken his nose. As he's holding his face, holding his nose, trying to contain the blood that's now spreading all over his white hospital uniform.
But he only has one eye. What if he missed him?
Yeah.
Yeah, the first punch went wide.
All right, hold on. Stand right there. Don't move.
Look, you don't have much time. You really want to waste it with me here?
Yeah.
Well, crap.
I really do.
All right, let's go, fellas.
Right, let's go.
Come on, Bakersfield.
All right, Bakersfield reluctantly backs away from him, and we exit the room.
Okay. Okay, so you guys take the medallion from him. You punch him in the face.
Twice.
Okay.
Enjoy your stay.
Wait.
We take the pages back too.
Okay.
That's what he was using to wipe with when we got
him. He's holding them.
I guess you can have them.
You guys like pull him out of his hands, like pulling the spoon out of Chunk's hand when he's eating the ice cream. It's like.
You'll ruin a day.
All right. And you head out. You close the door.
Yeah, and we make sure it's locked.
Okay. You.
It's not locked.
Really covering all your bases here.
Wait, before we close it, though, I shoot him.
You're like, boom, roasted.
All right. We start heading towards the elevator. Give me the key.
I can't do this without being, like, secretive now. Anyway, I give Bakersfield the key.
I sneakily take it.
I pull it off the key.
No one else notices.
I roll a spy ahead and then see him take it.
And I sneak it to him.
I double success.
So as you guys start heading off down the hallway, Bakersfield and Tallahassee Turner hang back for a second. As the rest of you go down to the bottom of the hallway, floor B, from the best of your understanding, you believe that the stairwell that leads up to the next floors is the last door that's down at the end of the main hallway. So as you come out to the opening of floor or of hallway B, you see hallway E across from you. You look down, you look to the left. So that section that was a little bit brighter that you guys saw before, when you were looking down the main hallway, that you now see is down hallway D, is just right at the corner of hallway D. There's actually a small nurse's station right there. And there is a nurse currently stationed there as well as another guard standing there, and they're having a little conversation back and forth. It's quiet, it's hushed, and you can see them. It looks a little flirtatious.
Shh, there's people over there. Quiet. Shh.
So, as I said, so you guys are in hallway B, so this is kind of across from you to the left a little bit, going down what you believe is, or what you see is hallway D.
Did we take the Heath Ledger with us?
We already know where his room is.
Yeah, you already know where
Tomaszewski
is, yeah.
Third floor, D.
Yeah, room number
D,
six.
Room six.
D6.
Okay, what do you do?
We go to D6.
We go to D6.
Okay.
I roll a D6.
go to
D6. So we see two people, you said, right?
Yes. They're at a nurse's station that's right at the corner of the hallway, hallway D, that's across from you to the left.
So is there no way to get past?
You would have to walk directly past them, so... Going down, I guess I'll show you this little map that I drew. It's really crappy. So you guys are right here. The nurse's station is right there. So you have to turn left and go down to the end of the hallway where you believe the stairwell is.
Do we get bonus die if we crawl on our hands and knees?
That's pretty standard stealthing, crawling on your hands and knees. So I would give you a penalty die if you didn't crawl on your hands and knees. Okay, so what do you guys do?
Are there any phones around? Like on the wall?
Like emergency phones or anything they use to communicate with between halls and stuff like that?
Yeah.
Can we use those
phones?
Can we
use that to call the nurse's desk right there?
We do have bullets. We can throw a bullet. Just don't throw the soy bullet.
I pull one of the keys off the key ring.
Okay.
And I throw it down the hallway, like past the nurse's station.
What if it's the key we need to get into the...
You have sucky luck right now.
Tomaszewicz.
Alex already described that I learned the keys and the sizes and
whatnot.
Well,
you do know at least one key.
I throw the entire ring down there.
You do know at least one key for sure where it goes.
That's true.
But we just used it.
Throw Colby's key.
Yeah, and then it vanished.
I'll throw Dom's lockpick set down the hallway.
Throw Corbett's key.
That's what I was saying. We already used the key that you know. So we can't throw any other keys. We can throw that one, though.
The Corbett one?
Yeah. Because we don't need any more.
All right, Simmy.
Yeah.
Take off your suspenders.
Sexy dance them.
I got to get naked again?
No, I meant just throw them down the hall.
No, these are my lucky suspenders. My pants will fall down. I assume
we have like a coin or something with your
You guys have a bunch of guns. You can pull a bullet out.
That's what I just said.
There you go.
Okay, sorry. I missed that.
Don't throw your special bullet.
Yeah, you have coins. You got a bullet. You throw your special bullet.
You guys want to throw a coin?
I throw Simmy down the hole.
I throw my soy bullet at him and he disappears into Soyland.
All right.
So I throw... Okay,
does anyone
throw,
have a good throw?
I do. 29.
That's not good.
That's better than yours.
Doesn't mean it's good.
Doesn't mean it's bad.
I don't think you understand how percentages work. Does anybody have a good throw?
I have 20, so no.
Everyone at 20 except
Abe,
you?
What about you, dude?
No, mine's
crap.
You got
crap. Good everything.
Mine's base.
Crap, all right.
Crap.
Can I just do a... my fighting brawl's even crap. Dude.
Trying to think.
All right, here I go. Going to throw it. Wait, which way should I throw it? No, past us or away? Like, I don't... Because they could see us if they go past us. I don't know which way we should throw it.
Throw it down hallway D.
Okay.
So yeah, it'll be past the station, down the hallway, away from where we're trying to go.
We're going to D, though.
No, you're not.
No, we're going to
D.
The third floor.
Oh, okay. Here we go.
So
D is
the
hallway that's across you to the left that goes down the other way. More patient rooms, just like the one you're in. So you need to go out to the left, down to the end of the main hallway.
All right. Can I have a bonus die? Because my bros are giving me emotional support. As a psychologist, I think I deserve emotional support.
It's because you're smoking so many cigarettes and you're so calm.
Yes, thank you.
No.
All right. Go ahead and roll it. Come on, baby.
Yeah, so you can roll it. Like, go ahead and roll it. I will say along...
He rolled a one.
I'm going all the way home this time. All the way home.
Of course he did. Of course he did.
What is going on?
Wow. Alex quits.
That's right, I quit.
All I want to do is make something challenging... Jeez Louise.
So can I roll my D10 now?
Yes, go ahead. Roll your D10.
A 9.
Oh, shut up.
No, it's a 6. Okay. So I get 3.
All right.
Okay, two, so we're coming from down the hallway.
You're coming from B.
And the Nessus station is further down?
Is that...
that's who we heard talking.
D?
Or I heard talking before.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, yeah.
Talking.
That low conversation you heard earlier.
Talk.
Is coming from the nourishment station here.
Gotcha.
So yes, it's that little square on the map that's right at the corner on hallway D. Okay, so Dr. Simeon, whose past apparently in college included being a pitcher on the baseball team. Where'd you go to college, Dr. Simeon?
Baseball college. Miskatonic University,
which explains his psychology
degree. I majored in throwing.
Yeah.
Double major. Anyway, so I throw
it. Who's a double major?
And the bullet starts talking like one of the patients got loose down the other hall. That's how good
it's
it is.
Just that good. Yeah, so Dr. Simeon, you guys see him do this full-on major league windup as he pitches this thing directly at the nurse that's standing there. It's heading directly for her head and then somehow perfectly curves around her and the guard and manages to bounce off every little piece of lighting fixture, glass.
Keep it going.
Marble.
Yep.
Anything. There's a bell in the hallway. It hits every single thing that could possibly make the slightest bit of noise as it ricochets down the hallway all the way to the end, making quite the racket and sounds suspiciously like a person running away down the hallway and tapping everything as he goes by. And that's what you get for a one, Dr. Simeon. As the guard immediately turns his head that direction, and starts heading that direction, pulling his flashlight out to shine it, as the nurse also looks up, and startled and a bit afraid, she grabs her ring of keys and starts following behind the guard, though looking slightly more trepidatious.
What was that? Did one of the patients get out of their room?
I don't know, but I better go check it out.
Turn around, I take a puff of my cigarette. All in a day's work, boys. All in a day's work.
Okay, so what do you do?
We go.
Up the stairs.
We book it.
All right, so you guys come out, you head to the left.
We moonwalk past them as they're running away.
Yeah, you moonwalk by. You get to the stairwell, which is also locked. If you're noticing a theme here.
Oh, great.
But as you're working your way through the keys, go ahead and make a luck roll.
Oh, no.
Can somebody else take the keys?
You failed.
Hey, shut up.
So, it's not that you necessarily fail, you just don't grab it right off the bat. You don't get a lucky grab.
I picked the lock. Did you fail?
So, Tallahassee's working his way through the keys, doesn't get it on his first try.
Wait, no, did you really? Did you fail?
He failed his luck roll, yeah.
Oh,
like I said, it doesn't mean he fails finding the key. He just doesn't find it like a lucky grab, first grab on his
What's
key.
What's wrong with
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I don't fail. I just take a little longer.
It's just taking a little longer as you're all standing here.
Tallahassee, you're taking too long.
I have no response.
Rebuttal?
No.
Okay.
He's focusing.
He's paying attention. Okay, finally he gets down to another set. There's a group of keys here that also look similar. One goes in, doesn't turn. Get to the next one, goes in, turns. Lock clicks.
I got it, fellas.
Aloha Mora.
I go in and close the door and lock them all out.
Okay, the door opens, and it opens on a dark stairwell.
I have my flashlight, so I'll pull that out.
Cool.
Turn on the flashlight, and let's head upstairs.
And he says, Lumos.
Gesundheit. As you all step into the stairwell, I'm assuming, yes?
Yes, we're going.
We follow Tallahassee into the stairwell.
Yeah. You turn, you close the door behind you. Do you lock this one?
No.
Okay. All right.
Good call.
So as you walk in, it's completely dark in the stairwell. Apparently this is before safety was quite as a concern as it is now.
There's no windows or anything in the stairwell?
I guess there's some windows, yeah.
Some beads of light from the moon are coming in.
Yeah. There's a couple windows. There's bars on every set of windows here in this wing of the hospital. Windows up higher on the wall as you go up. As you can see, as you're shining your light up and looking up, down at the landing at each floor, there's a window. So you start making your way up the stairs.
Yep.
And if you remember, Tomaszewski is on the third floor. So, do you stop at the second floor at all, or making your way straight to the third floor?
Straight to the third.
Okay. So you go up the first flight, you see the door leading onto the second floor, you ignore that one, there's no reason to go through there. You take a step up to the next flight, to the top floor of the hospital, to the door leading out into this section.
I stealthily...
Third floor wing.
Can we unlock, or is the door unlocked from this side?
It's not, it's locked.
Would anybody else like to take a turn finding the key?
I feel like we should kind of stealthily look out this door.
Oh, jeez, only
through.
Got 23 luck?
Give me those keys.
I'll do it.
Give me those keys.
Well, again, you don't need to roll luck every time.
Ha, huh, that was a joke. Idiots.
Yeah, but I rolled a one anyway.
All right, I search for the right key.
Okay. So, as you've been working through these keys, you're starting to get a feel for them a little bit better, and you find a key similar to the one. There's only three of these keys. And so you find one similar to the other one that you used to unlock the door at the bottom of the stairs. You fit it in this lock, and it is actually the first one you try. It turns and opens.
All right. Let me... I want to stealthily look around the corner.
Okay. So... As you push this door open, the layout for this floor looks almost identical to the first floor that you already made your way up. You see sets of hallways. You see a nurse's station right inside on the left in that first hallway. You see, again, pairs of hallways that go off to your left and right in various and intermittent sections. This one, though, this hallway goes all the way down to the end, and rather than having an entrance that would lead out to the front of the hospital, and the reception area, it just ends in a blank wall, but you see more doors down there at the end there. One of the things that you do notice that is quite different here on this floor from the first floor is the copious amounts of blood on the walls and the floor and the nurse's station that is just inside down the hallway to your left.
Whoa. Well, that's not a good sign.
As you look over, you see near the nurse's station, sticking out from around the corner, a pair of legs with what appear to be women's shoes, wearing white stockings.
Draw your weapons, gentlemen.
Holy fudge, you guys. It's
lying in a pool of blood leaking.
That thing you said earlier
from
in the
around
night
the corner.
About him escaping? That's what's happening.
Gotta kill him.
Who's the one that said that?
You look, as you're looking down, you see blood smeared on the walls.
Everybody draw your weapons. I draw my, M1911.
Alright, this is too scary. I'm going home.
Is there a diner across the street?
There's a diner across the street, yeah. You see that for how dim the first floor was, this is even worse. There are windows here that is letting some light in, but it appears that most of the lights on this floor have been broken. It's almost in total darkness.
All right, I pull out my flashlight.
I pull out my flashlight.
You boys gonna pull out yours?
And my axe.
I already had mine out.
Okay.
I think Tallahassee should lead the charge with his diamond skin.
I also pull out my .45.
Okay.
Yep, I pull out my 1911.
I pull out my shotgun.
So, are you now stepping out into the hallway of the third floor?
Yes.
Right behind Tallahassee.
Which way did the door open? Did it open towards us or away?
The door opens towards you.
I'd like to do a listen. Can I listen?
Okay, yeah, go ahead.
Is the radio going crazy or anything?
Oh yeah, I still got my radio.
What in the fudge, dude?
Dom Drunkard.
His ears fall off.
Hey, you did pick that lock that got you guys into the
exam. What'd you get?
I rolled an 82 out of 70.
Dang. Stand up. Brush it off. Shrug it off. All right, you got this, Dom.
I'm gonna do a listen.
Okay.
Another one, boys. No, I'm just joking. 26.
Yeah. Did you roll a listen too, Abe?
No, I didn't.
Okay. I got a hard success.
Okay. So as you guys, you swing open the door and you start, I don't know if you, have you exited and starting to walk out or you're listening? Okay.
Tallahassee's going first.
And so, Dr. Simeon, you hear various noises. You hear footsteps. You hear laughter somewhere.
Oh, jeez.
You hear different sets of footsteps and laughter coming from different places.
Oh, that's so creepy. This is already freaking me out.
You hear it coming from various places, but the closest thing you hear is down the hallway immediately to your right. You heard scraping something. Maybe steps. You also hear, and all of you hear this, called out from somewhere on this dark floor, a voice as it yells out,
"We must pass through the river of blood to find the kingdom. The ferryman is our guide, and he will lead us to salvation! Salvation!"
Hear that echo through the hallway.
What room is he supposed to be in again? D6.
And as he says that, Billy McConnell, from your pocket, you hear your radio flare into life.
Guys, we gotta get to his room
fills
right now.
We gotta get this amulet on him.
The emptiness of the stairway.
Bind himself within himself.
Give me the amulet.
All right.
Did it sound like him?
Let Tallahassee lead the way because
that
he's
didn't necessarily sound like Tomaszewski.
Guys, I didn't sound like really like Tomaszewski. I got a hard success on my list.
Alex, does the hallway look like it's set up similar to the one downstairs?
Yes, it looks pretty much identical to what you saw downstairs. Branching hallways every like 10, 15 feet or so that go off in both directions.
Okay, guys, he's not alone.
There's a longer stretch where like there was the reception room and the exam rooms, like on the first floor also.
All right, so we've got to get to his room to get the amulet pinned on him. Yeah, as quickly as possible.
All right, listen. Tallahassee, you're in the front. Dom, you and me, we watch the left hallways. Bakersfield, Simmy, you guys watch the right hallways. And we go find D. We go straight there and we go fast. What do you say?
I'm going home.
Let's do this.
All right, let's go.
Go.
All right.
All right, we do it.
Flying V.
Flying V.
Okay, so Dom and I are on the left watching left hallways. You two are on the right watching right hallways.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, and then we got Tallahassee in the front.
Yeah.
Okay. Party in the back.
So, as the Arkham boys...
mullet formation.
Form up into the mullet formation, as they call it. Business in the front in the form of Tallahassee.
That's me.
Party in the back with a psychologist. Bakersfield and a psychologist.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I'm not a psychologist tonight.
As you push your way into the hallway, looking, glancing over at the nurse's station, trying not to, and actually... I'm going to need you all to make a sanity roll.
Oh. I was thinking you'd forget.
Yeah. I always forget.
He's going to go past it and he's going to forget.
Come on. I don't even know what my sanity is.
See the feet of a nurse.
I've got 45 circled. I've got a 49 circled. And I've got a 53 circled. I don't know which one is real.
You guys stop marking your sheets and pen.
we're going to need new sheets. Failed.
We're going to need bigger sheets.
I failed very hard.
97.
93?
93 for me, out of 26.
I guess I'll just assume it's 45. I succeeded 41.
Can I push my roll?
Okay, who succeeded?
Pete.
I did.
I mean, Dom's the only one.
Did nobody else succeed?
I succeeded 28 for me. Billy, not going crazy this time.
Okay, if you succeeded, you don't have to lose anything. If you failed, let's do a D4.
Tallahassee.
Hopefully, it doesn't.
It's
go
not
crazy.
The worst thing you've ever seen.
I lost one.
This is more like, rather than it's like, it's not making you crazy. It's the intensity of the situation, and your nerves are now fraying at seeing this sight around you. You've seen worse things, but in this situation and the setting that you're in, the context that you're seeing these things. Knowing that you are in a dark, isolated hallway of an entire floor potentially full of dangerous, psychotic, violent criminals, and you have to find one of them in one of these rooms.
I lost two.
I lost one.
Three.
Okay.
One, two, three.
All right.
Fudge. Hey, wait. I had an idea. Before
Whoa,
we
language.
Go tromping, did we already run?
You're starting to walk. You're moving out. You're pushing your way out.
Okay,
into the hallway
wait. Let's lock this door. We don't want him getting out while we're off looking for
I
him
might
down the
get
hallway.
Out.
Turn around and lock it.
All right.
Don't lock it.
So I pull the key off the key ring. I lock it, and then I put that separately in my pocket.
Okay.
So I know exactly which one it is when we come back.
Can I? Cool. Can I have I like the it. Key? Can I have it?
We also don't want hearts, any of these other crazies.
I don't want that. I want the key to this door.
All right, so Tallahassee, as soon as you exit the hallway, Billy says that, Tallahassee, you nod your head, you turn around, you lock the door, you put the key separately in your pocket. As you then turn, as that scraping sound starts getting closer from down the hallway to your right.
You summoned a freaking spider from Soyland.
Shining your...
Soy spider.
Are you looking around? What are you doing?
We're going hard and fast.
I duct taped my flashlight to my shotgun.
We're going hard and quick.
Okay. So, I guess the thing that I'm wondering is that... So, do you guys know where you're going?
Yes.
We're going down hallway D.
Okay, which is hallway D?
We're at the end of the hall. Yeah, that's what I thought. The one straight up to the left. The first one on the left, right?
You said it's pretty identical, right? I'm assuming the
layout
letters.
Is identical, yes.
Do the letters fall in line as well?
As you look up and you shine your light over...
What do the plaques say?
The plaque, the nearest one on your right says A.
It's backwards.
And the nearest one on your left says G.
G?
What the... There's more halls here?
How many halls are there?
How many halls do you need?
You see, there's... Again, there's... It looks like two. So six. But this one also stretches out and terminates far down at the end.
Okay, it's either going to be at the end of the hall or it's going to be the last one on the right.
All right, let's just move down this hallway quick and look left to right for the number.
All right, look at the plaques. Can I do a spot heading to see if I can look at it faster? Because we're moving fast.
Yeah, go ahead, roll spot hidden.
Yeah, I'll do that.
21, success.
Yeah, I'm keeping my eye out for baddies, monsters.
17, success.
Hey, I got 41.
Necronomadogs.
Yeah. Okay, who succeeded?
I did.
Okay, Tallahassee... Bakersfield, Simeon.
I failed.
Okay.
I succeeded.
Shocker.
Okay, and McConnell.
I hate this game.
Okay, would you like to roll a listen?
Yeah, I will roll a listen. I rolled a 9. A 6. Ooh, I rolled a 6.
Wow. Okay.
That's so, an extreme.
All right, so you're spot hidden. As you are shining your flashlight up and it illuminates the plaque to your right that says A, you also, your light, the edge of your beam of light catches... what looks like an arm and a leg of a figure that's walking towards you. There's a thump and a scrape, which you remember hearing a moment before, and as your light illuminates the location where this sound is coming from, the thump you hear is a footstep, and the scrape is the sound of the body being dragged behind of what looks like a guard as a incredibly large figure of what looks like an inmate wearing the same white uniform that Corbett was wearing downstairs, though now is smeared with copious amounts of red all over it as he's walking towards you and dragging what appears to be the body of a guard behind him by his leg.
I hate you.
That was the sound of a guard dragged down the hallway.
So he came out from behind the corner dragging that dead body?
He's coming down hallway A towards
you. Did you say it's
you.
A human that's dragging
yes.
the body?
It's an inmate.
Does it look like Tomaszewski?
No,
it's
it doesn't.
A big boy.
He's big. He's very
go,
large.
Go, go,
like,
he's not
looks,
our man. Let's
I
go.
Shoot him.
Like over 6.5 feet tall.
Can I fire 3 shots at him?
Can we tell him to freeze?
No, you idiots. Let's go. We don't have to kill everybody.
And as he's coming towards you, you hear him, and he starts speaking. There's a low mumbling at first. But you hear him, and he says, "The end. The end is coming." There's a step, thump, scrape, as the body drags again. "The ferryman will bring the horseman, and the horseman will bring the end. The pale horse is death, and the ferryman is the bringer of blood."
Can I shoot him now?
Just keep going. It's going to be either at the end of the hole or at the
top left. I think we take him down now. Well, there's just one of them. Don't want him grouping up.
I look at him and say, "Hey, meet my friend, Mr. Bakersfield. Major Bakersfield."
We're friends now. Finally.
Obviously, he doesn't even know your name, your rank.
I didn't right, go to 4 years of major school.
Okay, what are you doing? You guys just running, going fast?
Ignore him.
Okay. You just making a break down the hallway?
No, he's gonna kill us.
Okay. He kills you.
I told you guys.
No. Okay. So you guys look, and somebody says, "Who said to move?"
Billy did.
All right, Billy, what do you say?
"He's not our man. Go, 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 boys. Let's find Tomaszewski."
All right, move. Let's go.
All right, we've followed
Tarahassi. So you guys start pushing down the hallway.
But we keep our guns trained on that creepy dude in case he rushes.
Okay, you guys are moving. You're moving quick. As you start going, you hear a thump behind you, and the pace picks up as you're moving.
Told you.
So walking, lights are shining. You're shining your flashlights as you're walking down this hallway. The next hallway on your right, the plaque says B, donated by LDS Hospital. LDS Church, sorry.
I don't get it.
On your right, on your left, F.
All right, it's going to be at the end of the hall. It's going to be the last one on the left. Keep your eyes open.
All right, who's in? I toss the keys to Billy, and I turn around and cover the rear.
Okay.
The big man.
All right, so... as you hear the thumping sounds of the footsteps approaching behind you as they're speeding up, they started as a walk and then and then into a jog as it starts moving into a sprint. Dr. Simeon, you can't see him. You didn't turn. You don't want to turn and look at him, but you can feel him approaching and getting closer. As you see Tallahassee, he throws the keys to Billy. What do you say, Tallahassee?
I was like, go, guys. Get to Tomaszewicz. I'll take care of this guy. I'll catch up.
Who?
As Tallahassee turns and moves past you both in the rear. You guys keep moving down the hallway. Tallahassee, you turn to face the enormous figure of this inmate as he comes towards you. And as he sees you turning to face him directly, a wide grin spreads across his face. As now you can see his face, he has scars all over. He has... limp, ragged, sweaty, dark hair that's down in his face.
I've made a huge mistake.
Tic Tac, sir?
The ferryman is bringing us across the river.
Net him. Net him. Somebody net him.
Are you the rest of you moving?
Yeah.
Tallahassee? Okay. Tallahassee's coming up.
We're all still moving and Tallahassee's walking backwards.
Keep going.
He
turned around.
Yeah, he turned around and he's walking into this dude.
You're going towards the baddie?
Yeah. Okay, you guys are moving. You're still moving ahead. To the right, you see what looks like another one of these reception type rooms, maybe like a common room where they allow them to come in and do activities or whatever when they have free time. The door is open. And it looks broken off its hinges. There's blood smeared on this. You hear a lot of commotion going on in here. You see more blood sprayed across the floor and across the walls going into here. As you're moving down, Tallahassee, what do you do?
So I say, I am the pale horse. Check out my diamond skin. And I go running down hallway F.
Okay. All right. As you do that, he laughs.
The pale horse. The pale horse. Death. Death.
As he starts chasing you.
Oh, wait. These are dead ends. I thought they were connected on the back. Whoops.
Okay. You guys are moving down the hallway. You see a plaque on your right. C. On your left is B.
We keep moving to the end of the hallway.
Wait, didn't you say we already went past B?
Oh, sorry, E. I can't read my own writing.
We keep moving down the middle.
Okay. Down hallway C, you see another figure standing in there, moving around. You hear the radio again flare up, and as the noise of the radio flares, it starts catching the attention of the figures that are down these hallways that you can see. Down, you shine your light up down the hallway directly ahead where you are moving towards. On your right, you see a plaque that says D.
Billy has the keys. Billy,
you're rushing. You see a figure standing directly ahead of you.
What the?
Standing in the hallway.
Does he look like Suzuki?
Is it Gandalf Nudiski?
Yeah, does it look like Tom
Shesky? As your light flashes on him, it is not Gandalf Monogoski.
It's not Fairbairns. How big and menacing is he? Yeah.
It appears to be another inmate.
Is he big and menacing?
White clothes, covered in blood. This one appears to be holding a knife.
Oh, gotta shoot him.
Yeah, just shoot him.
Three times in the head.
Okay.
Hold on.
All right.
This guy's at the head of hallway D.
Yeah. We found hallway D. We need to find room 6.
Right in front of us.
So he's at the head of hallway D. And Tallahassee took off down hallway F.
Yeah.
And wait a second. Who has the medallion?
I do.
Okay. Not Tallahassee. Good. That would have been bad. Okay. Proceed.
Gotta shoot the guy. 3 shots.
Okay. Roll it.
3 shots.
Wait, how close is he? Does he need a penalty die?
Hmm?
How close is he? Does he need a penalty die?
Yeah, you're going to need to have a penalty die.
All right, I rolled a 9, 79. The 79 misses by 4. I'll spend 4 luck.
Okay.
Give me so much luck.
Because I don't need it that much.
That was weird.
All right.
38, he hits.
38.
Sorry, I didn't mean to announce.
No, you're good. And, whew.
That looks like 0.
80. Oh, no, they're 80. All right, I missed with the third one. I'll
take 2 hits.
Two hits.
Roll okay. for damage.
All right, so as you guys are running down this hallway, you see the guy standing directly in front of you. He appears to be holding a knife as he looks up and looks over at you as you illuminate him with his with your flashlight. Major Bakersfield draws a bead with his 1911, fires 3 quick shots. 2 of them land. What's your damage, Bakersfield?
Ooh, that's a 6. So 6 plus 2 is 8. 9 plus 2 is 11, so 19.
Okay. First shot takes him high in the chest. The second shot takes him in the throat.
Ooh, throat punch.
As he then gargles as blood sprays out of his neck and his chest. He tries to walk towards you, but he can't. He stumbles to his knees and then falls flat on his face, contributing now to the blood that is all over this hallway.
Not today.
Okay, we push forward. Keep going.
Okay.
Keep moving.
Number 6.
I want everybody to make a luck roll.
Oh,
that's
serious?
In the group.
So non-Tallahassees.
Yeah, the non-Tallahassees. Tallahassee Turner, while they're making this luck roll, you're running down hallway F. You see several doors.
35, I succeed.
Oh, yeah. Success for Billy.
Fail.
22.
Okay. Dr. Simeon, you fail.
I failed.
Who failed worse? What did you fail?
I failed pretty bad.
I failed really bad. 66 out of 23.
Oh, he failed worse than me. I rolled 63 out of 32.
Okay. All right. So, as these gunshots go off and you see this man drop to the ground, you start hearing more footsteps, running, noises, the voices that now seem to be coming your direction. Dr. Simeon, as you are shining your flashlight, you have a flashlight,
yeah,
right? As you're shining your flashlight around, tracking some of these movements, these sounds.
I also have my shotgun out, though.
Oh, okay.
I taped it to my shotgun.
Nice. Out of the corner of your eye, you see a dark, shadowy shape.
Shoot it.
Oh.
But as you shine your flashlight directly on it, there's nothing there.
Radio man.
And then, as you notice again, the sound of this radio static, now almost ear-splitting as it whines into a shriek, you feel a cold wash over you. Dr. Simeon, I need you to make a pow roll.
Oh. You're going to get radio manned.
What is your pow?
77.
Oh, good.
2.
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah.
Bring it on, Gandalf.
Okay, so Dr. Simeon, you feel that cold sensation washing over your body, and you feel the edges of your vision, like if you've ever passed out before, where everything starts going fuzzy and hazy, and you start feeling a little, your fingers and toes and your tongue starts almost feeling fuzzy. You start getting that feeling, and then you steal your mind as you realize what's happening right now, and you force this presence away from you by sheer force of will. Like in the same way that you've learned to project your will out through command of the wizard, you're able to harness that force of willpower inside of you and create this kind of shell that pushes this cold sensation out and you feel your normal feeling of your as you feel normalcy return to your body, or as normal as it can get in this situation.
Well, I just scream, I'm like, get out! And just echoes through the hallways.
Tallahassee Turner, you're running down hallway F with a very large psychotic inmate coming up behind you. What do you do?
Whoops.
You're looking around as you're running down this hallway. It's dark. You're shining your flashlight. You see multiple doors open in this hallway.
Now run into one of them and close it.
Okay.
Lock it.
There's another big man in there.
Just kidding. Can I see, real quick, can I see down like to the end of the hall, and is it just a dead end?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it is just a dead end.
Don't you have like a samurai sword?
You do have a cavalry saber.
Yeah, I have a cavalry saber.
Single action army.
Is there a window at the end of the hall?
It's barred.
Zombie.
Were you going to jump out?
You are essentially in a prison.
Yeah, I was going to jump out. All right, well, I had already thought about maybe, like, shooting the locks off the door to let some people out so that it would distract the big dude, but they're
just
already out.
Just kill him.
Okay, so I'll turn around and, I guess,
they're
open fire.
Also insane inmates.
Okay.
And say, you guys left me! I hate you all!
All right, as you're running down and you see that this does, in fact, come to a dead end, and hoping that that isn't some kind of foreshadowing, you turn around, drawing your single-action army, Colt 45... and point it at the large man coming towards you. How many shots are you taking?
How far away is he?
He's about, I don't know, 10, 15 feet-ish.
Ooh, no penalty die.
How many hit points does he have?
Oh. Well.
So, as I was running...
Yes.
I loaded in my soy bullet. Can I do that?
I will allow it, yes.
All right. So, as I'm running down the hall, I pull the clip out. Oh, wait, no, it's a revolver.
Yeah, it's a revolver.
Yeah, so it's a revolver. So I slide the soy bullet into the first round.
You might need a DJ.
Oh, what if I miss?
You have 3 shots.
Yeah, but only one
soy bullet.
You only got 1 soy bullet.
Well, hopefully one of those soy bullets is the one.
Dude, you gotta shoot him.
I know. Okay. Yeah, I fire 3 times.
You gonna take 3 shots? Penalty die?
You only need to shoot him once with soy boy.
Wait, doesn't he
him once.
He doesn't need a penalty die if he's that close,
catches
though.
You, he's gonna...
Take a penalty die if he takes multiple shots.
Okay.
Or you can... And you can also wait until he gets into point-blank range if you want to...
But then he can
get
fight
a bonus
back,
die.
Right?
Possibly, yes.
Son of a...
I thought it was a penalty die
if
on, like, the last one.
If you got soy bullet, just shoot him once.
Come on, Diamond Skin.
Land.
What would Tallahassee Turner do?
He would wait until he was in point-blank range.
Wait until he sees the whites of his eyes.
Yeah. All right, so I load my soy bullet into the first round, or into the first chamber. Or what's it called?
Yeah,
anyway,
chamber.
Yeah.
Cylinder. Chamber
and the
cylinder.
First part of the cylinder where it'll be the first bullet coming out my gun.
Jeez, Steven gun.
And I draw a bead on his face and wait till he's within point-blank range.
Okay. He's running directly towards you. He's just got a manic grin on his face as he comes running up. You see him getting closer, 15 feet, 10.
So come to Papa.
Okay, how many shots are you firing? If you only fire one shot, you will get a bonus. If you fire more than one, it will negate it, and it's just a straight roll.
I will fire one shot then with a bonus die.
Okay.
This is the soy bullet,
This is
right?
the soy bullet.
The soy bullet. All right, as Tallahassee Turner stops, turns, pulls up.
All right, someone hold my hands.
Cocks the hammer back on his old, reliable, single-action army.
You got this, buddy.
Colt revolver.
You got this, buddy. You got this, buddy. Come on, come on,
as
come on.
As he sees that single soy bullet rotate in the cylinder as the chamber lines up, waiting for the hammer to fall.
Wait, what's a success?
Shut up, Pete. Go.
18. 18.
The other one was an 80.
Yeah, it was an, I got an 88 and an 18, which is a hard success. Gosh. My firearm is 57. My hard success is 28.
Oh. Notice how the dice he borrowed from me is an 8.
Yeah, why didn't I borrow your dice?
I think it's because you're dumb.
Apparently.
Tallahassee turns hammer as he's squeezing the trigger, and the hammer begins to click and drops as the gunpowder explodes. And just before Tallahassee says,
"Eat soy, bitch."
It's gonna be something like, "Come take a ride on the pale horse" or something. Or
yeah. Let me do that over.
Pale horse brings death.
But he's like looking, he's like, "Soy?
What?
This guy's a freak." He runs away.
As he gets another two steps closer to you, as your revolver explodes, and you see a spot of blood appear high on his shoulder in a wound that in no way looks fatal, but he drops immediately like a Muppet with his strings cut, as you've seen happen, very reminiscent of Dr. Simeon after he drank the vial of soy sauce. As he falls and skids slowly to a stop at your feet.
Sleep well and dream of large women.
That's great. That's perfect. As he arrives in Soyland and finds Simmy's wife waiting for him.
She's like, "Oh, not again."
He was right.
Is there any like spider puncture holes coming into this big guy yet?
Not yet, as you notice. Okay, so you guys are racing down the hallway. Tallahassee, what are you doing?
Yeah, run back towards.
Okay, start running back towards these guys.
Aren't you glad he didn't unlock all the doors to try to distract him?
They were already open.
So you guys are racing down hallway D, which is this hallway that extends down just at the end here, which is what normally would have terminated in the exit to the sanitarium here. But on the third floor, it just terminates in a blank wall. But as you're looking, you see doors to your right and your left. They're numbered 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. The very last door on the right at the end of hallway D is marked 6.
This one was donated by the Church of Scientology.
All right. Who has the keys?
Billy.
Billy.
I rush up and jam him in.
Okay. Billy McConnell, you rush up to the door and you start looking for the keys. I'm going to need you to make a luck roll.
All right, Billy's got some decent luck.
You guys hear footsteps approaching from down the hallway.
Yeah, I got 62 luck. Here we go. Here we go now.
You got this, Billy. You got this. Don't drop it on the
floor. As the rest of you start bringing your flashlights up, shining down the hall, you see...
Oh, baby, I rolled an 09.
Oh, my gosh, you guys.
Everything's coming up, Milhouse.
He just spins the keys in his hands like a gun trick and then just jams it in.
Everything's coming up, Billhouse.
You guys see more figures approaching you from down the hallway. They're now running towards you after the sound of those gunshots.
Slick shoes.
So, Billy, somehow, first key you grab, you from observing Tallahassee before, you're like, I think it's the little ones, these ones. You reach down, you grab one, you put it into the lock, you twist it, it clicks and unlocks the door. So, and as this happens, as you were doing this, as you're putting the key into the lock, the sound of the radio dies.
All right, gentlemen, prepare yourselves for combat. Remember, stay calm, stay focused. This is it.
Ha 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 ha!
Hey everybody, thanks for listening to this episode of the Arkham Files. It's me, Alex, your keeper of arcane lore and sweet, soft, and spicy underpants, featuring Dr. Simeon Can't Stand Your Bits. Yes, those do actually exist, and we have them online at our merch store at arkhamrpg.com. So go there and find those, buy them and wear them, and drive all the ladies or dudes in your life out of their minds. Also, please check us out at patreon.com/thearkhamfiles, where you can sign up and receive all sorts of amazing boni, including bonus episodes and access to our guilded server, where you can hang out with the cast and crew of the show and talk about ducks, which is usually what's going on. It's a lot of fun. You don't want to miss it. Also, check us out and follow us on social media. Thanks again, everybody, for listening. Be safe and stay crazy.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here, and it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to Quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.